When you get to heaven, you will no longer do which of the following? Is it marry? Is it sing? Is it pray? Or is it worship? When you get to heaven, you'll no longer marry, sing, pray, or worship. Which one of these? You can find the answer in Matthew 22 and 30 if you don't know already. And I'd like for you to get on the phone with me for your praise report this morning. If God's been awfully good to you, you should be good to someone else. And share your testimony.
Call now, 318-484-2500 or toll free, 877-464-2500. The Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
It had a powerful message. It was a very popular song. The song was about a man who was pursuing a relationship with a lady, and it didn't work out because it was the wrong place for him to find that joy, that satisfaction that he was looking for. That story reminds me of that song, reminds me of our walk through life in this country. The black community has had a similar situation, how we have unsuccessfully pursued love and joy and satisfaction and life in the wrong places. You know, for us to understand where we are today, we need to look at where we came from, about how we got here. So if you let me, I'm going to talk a little bit about our history in this country, because we have been very successful, but today out there is not good for us. That world outside that door right there, out that world out there, is not being successful for our community today. And it's only gotten worse with every passing year. Every new fad, every new gimmick, we get farther and farther away from the church. We get further and further away from our God. By now, just about everybody here knows the story of my grandfather. My grandfather was born a slave, and as soon as he was freed, he and some other folks got together and they started the church. New Zion Baptist Church in Opelousas, first black Baptist church in that part of the state. You see, during slavery, the slaves used to meet down by the bayou. All the folks from the different plantations, from the different big houses, used to go down by the bayou, because that's where they would hear the word, that's where they would baptize, that's where they would worship. But when my granddaddy and the other Jesus lovers got together, they built a church. And that church was full. Sunday school, full. Service, full. Vacation Bible school, full. Every day. That's the way it was from the 1860s to the 1960s. I know, because I was there in the 1940s and 50s and 60s. Saw it with my own eyes. Full. But then something happened. Starting around the early 1960s, there was a change in America. What they call the liberation movement came to us. came to this country. So America decided they were going to get rid of God. They were going to be free. So they stopped having God in public schools and in public meetings and courthouses. They got rid of God. Got rid of pregnancy through abortion and contraception like the pill. Got rid of husbands through rules that said, well, there was one that said women could get public housing, could get money as long as there was no man in the house. Got rid of spanking. Got rid of discipline. Got rid of respect. We got rid of all the rules and traditions that had made us a tight-knit, successful community for all those years. And of course, we stopped going to church. So that by 1968, our churches, which had been full, well, if you could find one, it was half empty. That was sad. What we were doing at that time was looking for love in all the wrong places. We started looking for love in the 1960s. Started looking for love in dope, mountains of marijuana, heroin, cocaine, crack cocaine, fentanyl, meth, and who knows what next. See, looking for truth, looking for satisfaction in drugs did not work for us. One thing that it did was take so many people out of our community. Many went to jail, others had to drop out of school, drop out of high school, drop out of college, drop out of the workforce, drop out of life. Looking for love in drugs did not work for our community. In the 1960s, we stopped looking for brotherhood in church. We started looking for brotherhood in gangs. That didn't work for us either. Looking for love in gangs brought us down, didn't bring us up. In the 1960s, we saw the rise of rap music. Some rap music is real good, but a lot of rap music was not good for us. It replaced church songs and that smooth music that we used to sing. Oh, we were smooth in the 1960s. We sang things like, "Heaven must be missing an angel, because you're here with me right now." We were smooth. We were respectful. We serenaded each other. But rap music replaced that kind of music with, "I'm gonna shoot so-and-so. I'm gonna sell some drugs. I'm gonna beat that woman." Oh, it was bad. Looking for love in the thug life did not work for us. It filled the jails with our young men particularly. And for the first time, a lot of our young women started going into the jail system. We were looking for love in the wrong places. We traded churches for prisons. And our community was not being successful. We created disrespect for our women. For the first time in our history, in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, we started disrespecting our women. We started calling them in our music now. We started calling them things like witches and toads. Well, there were some words that sound like witches and toads. You know what I'm talking about. short distance from calling women bad names to hitting them. So today, domestic violence is off the charts. That's not working for us. That didn't work for us. That was law that was looking for love in the wrong place. In the 1970s, 80s, 90s, we discovered video games, violent video games. Violent video games consumed more and more and more of our children's time. And church started to consume less and less and less of their time. Looking for love in front of violent video games did not work for us. So today, the number one cause of death of young black men is not cancer, it's not heart disease, it's not automobile accidents, it's other young men with guns shooting ourselves down like dogs in the street.
That's right.
Looking for love in front of violent video games did not work for us. You see where I'm going with this? Let me summarize. In 1952, black churches were filled. In 2022, black churches were almost empty. In 1952, most black children were born to married couples.
Yeah.
In 2022, 75% of our children are born to single mothers. In 1952, our school dropout rate was so tiny. You didn't know about folks dropping out of school. By 2022, our schools produced more dropouts, drug dealers, and single mothers than we produce doctors, lawyers, and engineers. In 1952, very few of us had seen the inside of a jail. By 2022, a huge percentage of us were either in jail, just out of jail, or on probation or parole. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that we have been looking for love, looking for satisfaction.
Yes.
And we all of us humans, are looking for something, for peace,
yes,
for joy. We've been looking for that in the wrong places.
Yeah.
Looking for fulfillment, for peace,
yes,
for completeness. In all of these wrong places. My text for today, and I know some of you thought I might have not had one. But I'm going to make up for it. I got two texts. St. John. The first one is John 14 and 6. The 14th chapter of John, the 6th verse. If you brought your Bibles with you today, please join me. If you didn't bring your Bibles today, please stand for the reading of the word. John 14, 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let me say it again. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now that's powerful. Mm-hmm. Chew on that for just a second while I give you my second text, and it is John 8, 12.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope.